So my group's project was on childhood obesity and the relationship with low-income families and the prevalence of that. And so my team, we established our ethos by providing statistics and other information that can help prove our solution. So our solution was educational approaches through the school and providing healthy meals through the school as well. And so like through our primary sources that Tyler wrote about and our research articles that everyone gathered, we were able to prove our solution. Our team's personas as creators for this project, so we were all very passionate and interested in our topic, and you could tell that our group was invested in this topic as we were able to find a good solution for it. So we were able to appeal to our audience to reach their feelings by showing them how teaching kids at a young age of what is good and what is not good for their body is extremely important. Whether it be healthy meals, exercising, a healthy lifestyle altogether, it is extremely important that kids at a young age start to learn about that. So with teaching them at a young age, the audience was able to recall if their elementary school ever provided something like that before. Using facts, we were able to reach the audience by showing how prevalent childhood obesity is and how important it is to address it at a young age. Childhood obesity in among low-income families has a much higher rate than non-low-income families. And our images and statistics that we were able to use from My 600-Pound Life, we were able to show how if you teach children at a young age about obesity and how to prevent it, then that can help them prevent obesity later in their life. So, like I mentioned before, our topic was on childhood obesity and the relationship with low-income families. And we were able to decide this topic because if we just talked about obesity in general, then it would have been way too broad and there would have been way too many solutions, even though our solution has a lot to it. It is directed toward a certain youth. So some obstacles that we faced were making sure everything flowed together when we did our individual parts. We had a lot that was out of place, didn't flow together. We didn't communicate that well during that part. And so just communicating and making sure that everything flowed together was probably an obstacle that we faced. So something that I would definitely use in my future projects is communicating well, making sure everyone understands what is going on, because that is something that I struggled with, not knowing what exactly is going on in this project. And because of COVID and this class being virtual, it did make things a little bit harder because we never met in person to discuss our project. And, you know, having an in-person class and being able to meet and talk with your group makes things a lot much easier than communicating online, because our group had a lot of technical difficulties throughout the duration of this time, but we were able to figure them out and our solution came out great, and yep. Yeah.